Welcome in to Arrive at 5, the podcast of pointless lists and banter. I'm your host, Blair.
I'm David.
I'm Austin.
And I'm Kyle.
Oh yeah, we've got some guest hosts on today.
Definitely.
So, after promising consistency on the last pod, we released about a month ago, we, of course,
decided we were going to wait 2 months, actually, to release the next episode.
Yeah, so longer than in between any other podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, nothing like consistency for your favorite entertainment.
Now that you're on the edge of your seat, though, we are back and better than ever.
Yeah, so thank you guys for listening. Just going to get a quick promo in. If you're listening to us on iTunes, please like, subscribe, give us a rating, 5 stars, give us a comment. If you listen to us on Spotify, Google Play, just keep the download, keep the subscription. Please follow us on Twitter, @ArriveAt5.
@ArriveAt5.
@ArriveAT, the number 5.
Right, we've been over this, not the ad symbol, @ArriveAT, number 5.
And that's all we got.
Oh, yeah. So, there's only one thing that could kind of draw us out of the laziness and draw us guests in onto the pod here, and it's the one and only premiere.
Yeah, it's the biggest premiere in television in our lifetime.
I was going to actually ask that. We're less than 24 hours away now from the premiere. Let it be known that we are recording this before the premiere, that way...
Of the GOAT. Game of Thrones.
Yes, both the GOAT and the GOT, actually. Yes,
the GOAT,
yes.
The GOT, the Game God. Of Thrones.
Woo! Best show of 2018.
Oh, and 17.
17. What an accomplishment. So, man, I was going to ask the exact thing you addressed, David. Has there ever been a bigger season premiere of a show than Game of Thrones? Can anybody think of any?
No.
The only one I thought even may come close would be, I thought, Breaking Bad immediately.
That's cable.
I still don't think so.
Yes.
I know HBO's still cable, but...
Yeah.
Right. Slightly different type of premiere, but like in my mind, I always put those as one and two, so that's the thing I thought of first as even close.
The Sopranos.
Okay. Taking it back. Okay.
Yeah. Maybe like...
I feel like that was a big show for people, and that was like pre-Game of Thrones HBO.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was like the first like... Big yeah. HBO show.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Sopranos didn't have Twitter. And
it's
Twitter
true.
Hypes
no,
up
that's,
Game
that's
of Thrones.
One
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And what's also...
But if it had, it could have been... I feel like it could have been comparable.
What's also interesting to me is that like the number of followers and the people watching has grown every season. So this season, you've got a whole new slew of people who have caught up on the first set of seasons
yes,
and are tuning
absolutely.
In now. So the number yeah. is definitely bigger than any seasons in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, and people have made a big deal about like catching up to this season,
right.
yeah. to the final season. I mean, like, shouts to Jemele Hill, friend of the pod. Like, she's been live tweeting all of, like, going through the entire series up to this point. Like, people are so excited for this final season of this show. It seems like it's the biggest television event, like, the biggest television event I've ever witnessed.
Yeah. Mad pressure on HBO. And I wonder, like, they have to be nervous about even something as simple as the release of episode 1 tomorrow.
Yeah, it's got to be with a bang.
Yeah. So we're going to run this podcast a little bit differently than some of the ones in the past. We have traditionally done a list of 5 things from each person, but there's too much to talk about to do it that way.
Yeah, definitely. That's why we had to bring on some help.
So we've got four people here, obviously. We've got, we didn't discuss much earlier, but friends of the pod here, Austin and Kyle. Thanks for being here, guys.
No problem.
It's an honor.
So what we are going to do today is try to address 5 kind of overarching topics and... rest assured, we will probably go down rabbit holes
yeah,
on each of them.
Yeah. We're saying 5, but it's going to be more than 5.
It'll be 5 topics with like 12 subtopics
yeah.
under each of the 5 topics.
Everything has 10 bullet points underneath, so it's not really 5.
So I think we're ready to get it started, and we will see where it takes us.
Yeah, I mean, might as well. Let's just get the ball rolling.
So overarching topic number one, guys, we classified as kind of reunions. And this would include people you're looking forward to either seeing each other again or meeting for the first time. So kind of try to cover a couple things at once here. I don't know. What are some of the common ones we've heard about?
Well, I mean, I know one of the first ones is Arya and Jon. I mean, they haven't seen each other since season one. And, I mean, that is it two? Okay. All right, Austin. What?
That's not what I was saying.
Okay. Anyways, they haven't seen each other since season one.
That was very helpful, though. I'm not. That's not what I was saying.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I would say season one, yeah.
Yeah, it was season one.
It's been a super long time, though.
Yeah.
And then, exactly. So, I mean, and Arya's been all the way across the sea to Essos. She's worked with the Faceless Men. Jon has been to the Wall. He's been, like, north of the Wall. He's died.
I was going to say, if you don't say he's died right
he's
now.
Died.
Arya's died, too.
Yeah.
Because interesting.
Because she's no one now.
Yeah, so supposedly.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Man, I immediately think of the way they left each other, though, and it's going to probably be one of the best reunions, like, the one that is one of the most heartfelt reunions. Like, they are going to be super excited to see each other.
I agree.
It'll be interesting to see whether they, when they meet, Jon knows about who he is. Like, when they do meet. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like
I don't know if he will.
Correct. And
that's
and so
a whole
in,
other
in turn,
issue that we could go
no,
into.
No, I know, but I'm just saying.
Will he ever
that,
find out?
Oh,
that,
we'll get into it.
Will he ever find out? He's going to find
he's
out.
He's going to find out. He's going to find out episode one.
Okay,
he's gonna
that's a
out.
Bold prediction.
Are we
episode one?
That's a bold prediction
to
me.
Okay, we talk,
before episode four.
Let's not get off topic.
Talk
We're
about a
off
rabbit.
Topic.
We could go into this rabbit hole and change topics entirely for sure right now. But
let's see. This
Arya,
is a good topic.
Arya
like
Jon reunion definitely one.
We've got a couple more
that I think is going to be a heartfelt one. One that I have seen broadcast everywhere. A common one that people are looking forward to is the Clegane Bowl.
Oh, God. Yeah. Clegane Bowl.
The Mountain and the Hound. We got a little glimpse of it in the last season, right, where they met with
last
Cersei
episode,
and Dany.
Yep.
Yeah. And I want to say the words to the Mountain were like, you know what's coming for you, or you know I'm coming for you.
It was something
along
those
effect.
Lines.
Yeah.
So seems inevitable that they meet, right?
Right. It has to.
It's just a matter of what episode we get to see it in.
Yeah.
At it's this true. Point.
Yeah, because you don't know when Cersei's going to bring the Lannister army north. So it could be at the end of the season.
We have six episodes, right?
Yeah.
I would be guessing episodes 3 or 4 is where it would happen.
So, like, give us a little
somewhere
build
in the
up
middle.
For it.
This
little
is
build
this
up
is
for
the.
It.
This is the filler that's going to hold us over till the end of the season.
And I kind of wonder if they meet independently outside the scope of, like, armies battling and any sort of invasion. Like, I kind of want them to meet almost on their own terms. Like,
just one-on-one.
Basically, yeah.
I think not in a battlefield.
Basically, yeah. Yeah, I think they have so much background, it brings a little more, like, genuineness to it because they really hate each other. Like,
right.
it's no one else has influenced
it's
them to hate each
been
other.
It's since birth.
That's my point. Like, they genuinely hate each other because of their own backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it makes it all the more intriguing when they do meet.
Yeah, and it's, oh gosh, it's going to be such an epic. If they do fight, it is going to be such an epic fight.
If they do fight. When I'm saying when it's inevitable they meet, I mean it's inevitable they fight.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see. We will see.
I'm going to be so bummed if they meet and then somehow don't fight or somebody kills
one. If one of them watches the other die right before.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That would be such a letdown.
It'd be, I would kind of like it, though. I won't lie.
Why, Austin? Because
it would be tragic.
You sadist. That's ridiculous.
You just agreed with me that it would be a huge letdown, and then you quickly transitioned to, I would kind of like
actually,
it.
Actually, yeah.
I
you know
it.
What?
You said it would
I would
be.
Like it.
All right, well.
I think I would like it.
Way to hedge your bet there. Yeah. Serious hedge the bet.
Sometimes letdowns are part of the story, man.
As far as Game of Thrones goes, letdowns
are the story.
Part
they
of the
basically
story.
Are the story.
Yeah.
But not like that.
Additional reunions.
It's tragic.
I have another sibling reunion.
Yeah, let's
okay.
hear it.
People
okay.
who have met.
Let's hear it.
Ice Dragon and Fire Dragon.
Who isn't looking forward to that reunion? I completely agree.
I love that one. And I thought about that one actually also. And the reason I thought about it is because when everybody's been discussing, like, taking down the White Walker Dragon, Ice Dragon. What's his name? Viserion.
I don't know if he's
You think it could have been renamed by the Night King?
Ice Viserion? Like...
Or like Charles.
Darth Viserion.
Charles, yeah. I like Charles.
Johnny.
I think they're going to meet because like, what better to kill an ice dragon than a fire dragon?
Right?
It seems like the only thing that's going to be able to take
them down. Well,
what better
to kill a fire dragon than an ice dragon?
I agree. That is
or will
further,
there only be
further...
Dragonglass that can kill the ice dragon?
Yeah, we did see, obviously,
can
the
that
spear.
Even kill the ice dragon?
I don't know.
We saw the spear from the Night King take down the one dragon. And then we've seen...
Just immediately.
On a line.
Just
like a
missile.
That throw.
Just missile.
Yeah. First put golden in the Olympics. Okay, absolutely. Also, they tried to create... I guess King's Landing tried to create like the bow to shoot down one of Danny's other dragons.
Yeah, you guys know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
It was pretty unsuccessful, right?
I would say so, because
they couldn't aim fast enough.
It wasn't efficient.
It incapacitated it for a while.
They did hit it.
Yeah, it had to land, and they did hit it. It couldn't do its damage while it landed, and then Danny got off and tried to remove it, and then Jamie tried his crazy.
Yeah.
Speaking of Jamie, reunion I want to see. Jamie and Brienne.
Haven't seen each other since they traveled together.
Exactly.
Okay.
Not since he sent her back north after he gave her the sword.
Yep.
The Valyrian
sword. Do you remember their last scene?
Oh, yeah. The last scene was where she named the sword and named it Oathkeeper, and he was like, "Oh, girl, you understand me. You understand me." And then she walked away with Pod. Shouts to Pod.
She drifted away in the river. That was with the Blackfish, where Jaime took over that castle.
Right, took the castle at the end,
And then he let Brienne go.
Right.
He saw her floating away and was like, "You're cool."
I especially like that reunion because now Brienne has also met.
I'm on a first name basis with her.
No big deal.
Yeah, y'all are close.
Yeah, no, we're super tight. Honestly, in the off season, we've been hanging out a lot.
Tall blonde.
So yeah. No, Austin. But I was gonna say she now has another love interest, right? So Jamie was kind of after her, but now she's also got.
I'm rooting for this.
Oh, are you talking about my guy?
We're talking about Tormund, the one and only Tormund. So there are after.
Do they have a nickname yet? What could their nickname be? You know what I mean? Like
a couple nickname, right?
Yeah, I don't think they have a good one. But
after having no men after her heart for the first 30 some years of her life, she now has two studs after her.
God, yeah.
Is Jamie after her though?
I think Jamie loves Jamie.
Jamie loves her.
Jamie has,
but in that
to her,
way,
yes.
To Brienne,
no. Without a doubt,
she's the opposite of everything Cersei's ever stood
agree.
For.
Yes,
it's part of his character arc to fall in love with somebody that's totally
I never
opposite.
Saw that way, but I could see how.
Did you not
that.
See that bath scene?
Yeah.
Say no more.
They got to know each other on
at the
very,
very
personal
least.
Level.
Absolutely.
Did anything happen?
They got to know each other on a very personal level.
Yeah, absolutely.
They talked about secrets.
Okay.
There was steam.
There was.
It was very intimate.
And humid.
Yeah.
I was humid just watching
it. It was hot and heavy.
You sound hot and bothered. I'm just saying.
I don't want to think about this anymore.
I think that's a great reunion.
Yeah. I think that's one that is going to immediately have sparks. I'm worried that it's going to happen under tragic circumstances. Ooh. Like, they're going to see each other across the battlefield or something. But I think that reunion is definitely going to happen. And
are they going to be fighting on the same side?
No. Oh, well,
Jamie's
going north.
He is.
Jamie is going north.
I think they're fighting on the same side.
As in both against the White Walkers or both against the Golden Compass that's coming back to support Cersei?
Either.
Well, I guess that's a question, too, is what's going to happen first in the show?
Yeah. Yeah. Man, it's part of what makes Game of Thrones so enthralling is that there are plots within plots in that there is a power, like people are looking to take over power from within the wall and then also the White Walkers. So there's an internal struggle and then a more, as John's been preaching, the more common external struggle. And so, yeah, that's a great point, Kyle. Like which will come to fruition first, basically? Which will we have to see first?
Yeah.
It's not anybody's
guess. I don't know.
anybody's guess.
It's true. Yeah. Again, we are recording this before the first episode.
One last reunion that I have that I was thinking of is
This is
another one that I was thinking of though was Samuel Tarly and Tyrion. And I say those guys because I don't think they've ever met.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
But they are also
is that a reunion?
No, so it would be a first-time meeting. It would be a reunion.
It would be a union. There's a union you want to see.
But easily, or two of, maybe, I guess you count, like, Varys, maybe, but two of the three most knowledgeable and, like, strategic, smart people in the show, I would say. Like, commonly acknowledged as very intelligent
characters. I think Tyrion
could
do the most with Samwell's knowledge.
I'm not saying he couldn't. I'm just saying they've never met, and they are both very well-read, very intelligent, very well-traveled. I think it's an interesting combination of two characters.
They would get along very well together.
Yeah, I think they would have a lot to discuss. Oh, yes. I mean,
yeah, I could also see Tyrion just straight
making fun of him.
On Sam, seriously.
I totally agree. Yes. And Sam being, of course, nothing but friendly, because he's everybody's. Yeah, I mean, he's
my lord.
Impossible not to like. He's an awesome character.
He's awesome,
But he is one person, we'll address this more later, but he's got to make it out of the series alive. Like, I feel very good about him making it out. Samuel Tarly,
Sam.
Yeah.
We can go into crazy theories later.
Yeah, of course. Well, yeah, I mean, we'll talk about life and death. He's one that I think he's going to be there, so I could see him and Tyrion forming some kind of relationship bond, like knowing each other. I don't know.
Right. Another one that I'm super excited for is Jon and Bran. Like, they also haven't seen
each other. It's been teased in the whole, like, last half of the season.
And you know, Bran or Sam, one or the other is going to tell Jon about his parents. It's one or the other.
Will they get the chance to, though?
They have to.
I'm not convinced.
The last scene with both of them was them saying, "We have to tell him."
Yes, they just discussed having to tell them. And as the way Sam's character has developed, I think Sam's the one who tells him. Jon and Sam are like best friends. I think Sam puts Jon at almost an ease. And I think Sam's the one that can both tell him and strongly influenced how Jon perceives the new information.
Because it'll be such a letdown coming from Bran in his new...
like he's not the same Bran.
I would say, in his new heightened state of mind where he would just be like, Jon,
it's not Bran,
you're a Targaryen.
Though. That's one of my favorites.
Deal with it.
Jon would just be like, what do you mean? And Bran would be like, you're a Targaryen.
I told you.
Deal with it.
I told you.
He'd have nothing to say.
Yeah, he'd be like, that's what you are. He'd be like, oh... Oh, okay.
That's one of my favorite scenes with Bran, though, is when what's her name? I can't remember.
It's your favorite scene, also.
The curly haired, girl.
Mira.
Mira. Yes, it's Mira.
R.I.P.
When Mira is like talking to Bran and talking
about
how all the things she did for him. And she says, Bran, and he looks at her and says, I'm not really, though. Because he's not really Bran anymore.
He's the three-eyed raven.
He's basically everyone almost.
He's the three-eyed raven.
That's one of my favorite scenes, though, is when you find out that Bran is not Bran anymore. It's not really Jon Snow's brother.
So the only time we've seen Jon get super close to Bran is when Jon sacks the village and Bran's being held hostage, right? The village beyond the wall. You guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He never sees him.
But he never sees him.
Craster's keep.
Yes, Craster's keep.
He never sees him because
oh, whatever, a curly haired girl and her brother.
Mira.
Basically, so you can,
Mira
yeah.
and Vera.
It's not
I don't
your
know. Whatever Jojen. His name is.
Sure. Jojen.
Convince
I
him.
I love Jojen, man.
Oh, are you serious, Austin?
What a weenie. Anyways, they convince.
Both perfect Austin, description. Both Austin and Jojen. Total weenie.
Oh, I completely
guys,
agree.
Bro, I don't know how you don't like that guy. Brand wouldn't be where he was today without Jojen.
That's true. Yeah, they do
exactly.
convince him.
Jojen basically. Basically carried.
No, he was basically like, okay, we need to get Bran here. This
yes.
this character. All right,
I know that Hodor technically carried Bran on his back, but yeah. it was half Jojen.
Shouts to Hodor.
So they convinced Bran to basically escape seeing Jon. Also, last off-topic thing about that scene, that's also when Jon fights
so
the
no
guy with the two swords and ends up putting the sword through
the
back
knives.
Of his head, through
yes.
his mouth. That guy was a good fighter with those two,
yeah.
like just like the Ninja
it was
Turtle.
Two knives,
Michelangelo?
Man, he was just like,
yeah. Is that the one who's got the two?
It's like Assassin's
no,
Creed
Michelangelo's
style.
Michelangelo's got the nunchucks.
That's right. Donatello's got the sword. Who's got those two?
Ooh, I think it's Raphael.
Yes, you're
Leonardo.
Right. Red, Raphael.
Raph.
Nah, Leonardo's
Raph.
Got nunchucks?
No, Leonardo had the swords. Michelangelo had the nunchucks.
I thought Donatello had the sword.
Donatello had the staff.
Donatello had the staff.
No. Yeah, Raphael did have
I was
the
saying
two
sword.
Knives.
I think I meant staff. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So now that we've covered all the Ninja Turtles.
Right, yeah. Back to Game
Shout
of Thrones.
Shout out, Master Splinter.
Jon
puts the sword through the back of the head. Sexy.
Loved it.
Just saying.
Killed him.
Great reunion. Looking forward to that one for sure.
Yeah.
What else we got? Any other right. reunions? First time?
I was going to say, I only have one more, and it's Tyrion and Jaime. Just because Jaime yeah. said the next
they
time
met in the
I
last
see
season.
Tyrion, I'm going to split him in half.
No, they met him. They met in the last season.
What?
Under the city.
They see each other when
oh,
Dany and Cersei
true.
Approach
yeah.
each other. Yeah. And they don't say... they do
and
talk
Tyrion's
to each other.
Like,
they
yeah.
talk to each other
Tyrion's,
briefly.
Or no,
yeah.
Jaime's like pissed at him, and Tyrion's like, I know this is the only way you would meet.
Yeah.
And then he's like,
oh. Oh, that's right, to set up the meeting with Cersei. You're right.
Wah, wah, wah.
Okay. All right.
All right, my reunion that I would like to see. I want to see, going back to the very beginning, Arya reunite with Gendry.
Oh, because they're going to get married.
And
ooh,
take the Iron Throne.
Oh!
The rightful heir to the Iron Throne.
You're going to
is
Gendry.
Is
Baratheon.
Is he though?
Or no, not Baratheon, whatever
yeah,
the bastard.
Yeah, right.
No,
off,
he's
no.
not. He's a bastard.
No,
so it's
he would be Snow.
Or Storm or something.
Or he's not from the north, so I guess he's not Snow technically.
Yeah.
But
it's
yeah.
not. Yeah, it's whatever the not Riverlands, but
the Stormlands. No, the Crownlands. I think it's
yeah, it's the Crownlands because he grew up in not what is it?
But yeah.
Hollow.
Oh yeah. Oh, and also, especially if we get some hot pie in there.
Hot
yeah.
pie.
We already saw Arya
oh
and hot pie. I love that reunion.
Hot pie
was the one who gave her the tip, like, hey.
What tip?
Hey, what?
Jon Snow's the king of North.
I wanted you to finish this.
I thought you knew.
Like, hey.
You put me on edge.
We were all waiting.
But no, Gendry and Arya, that's the one I want
to
see.
Okay, and before we say anything else, I want you to just say yes or no to this. Your take is that they are going to be the two that end on the Iron Throne. Yes or no, don't elaborate anymore. Because you just said that, I want you to confirm.
Yes.
Okay. Do we have any other reunions to discuss? Because we're getting to Iron Throne later.
There's a lot more.
That's fair.
But.
There are a lot more, of course. Those are some good ones that we're expecting. Yeah, I don't think there's any other common ones that we've heard, like, as theories, really.
There's a lot.
Okay. Well, do you want to talk about any
no,
more?
No. We're a long ways in. We've only covered
yes.
one thing.
Perfect.
Let's move on.
So, next thing to discuss is just general, I guess, life and death of characters. Like, who is going to make it out alive? Who's going to die? We know main characters are going to
die.
Everyone's
going to
so,
die.
So, thoughts
can
on...
We, we're all going to say everyone, right?
Thoughts on most likely to live and die, and then for characters in general, like, what is their likelihood to live or die? How may they be killed?
I mean, I think basically everyone that we've come to know and love is going to die, except for, like, two or three people. Like, I think it's...
Wow!
Yeah.
It's going to be a depleted cast.
Yeah, I mean, I think... I mean, I th- I mean like... of people that fans love. Like Tormund, he's gonna die. Davos, he's gonna die.
All these are killable characters. Yeah. Both those are killable characters.
She's gonna die. Easy Jamie, dead. He's gonna die. Like.
Okay, but what about Jon, Khaleesi,
yeah, you,
Arya,
you just named
Bran.
A bunch of, like, only kind of secondary characters.
Only one of them will survive.
Characters.
There's only going to be two or three people left. That's what I'm saying. It's only going to be either Jon or Dany and maybe Bran.
Do you think it's Jon and Dany or one or the other?
No, I think it's one or the other.
I totally agree, and I feel very strongly that Dany's going to die.
I think it's, like,
going to die.
Yes, absolutely. I feel pretty strongly Dany's going to die.
I think it's all about Jon.
I think they killed Jon off once, and I feel like Jon represents so much
here?
Of the show. Yeah, we can go into whatever. I just
the prince that was promised.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if that was Jon, he would have to sacrifice Dany.
Okay, but that supports what I just said, that Dany would die.
Yeah. No, I agree. That's what I was going to add on to your theory.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're just saying that would be part of fulfilling
the
prophecy.
That could be the reason for why Dany dies.
Okay. I guess I'm thinking not that. I mean, those characters you just named, I think those are all easily killable characters. Wouldn't surprise me one bit if all of them die.
Right.
But I think that more main tier characters, as in Stark siblings, potentially Dany, potentially Tyrion, maybe Jaime, although I think Jaime's going to die. I think all of them could live pretty easily. And, like, have different sections to rule, basically,
at the
end of this. That would
be the biggest surprise, I think, is if a lot of people survived this season.
Yeah.
I would be more surprised if most of the people survived than died. I'm expecting almost everyone to die.
Same.
So if a lot of people survive, I'll be very surprised.
Okay.
So I think that would be in... I could see it happening. It's definitely a possibility, but... I would be surprised.
Okay, then let's break this down further in small groups. So if we're talking Lannisters, Tyrion, Cersei, Jaime right now, I think Jaime dies for sure.
Yeah, I think Cersei dies for sure.
I completely agree.
I think Tyrion's the most likely to survive.
Yes,
I disagree. I think it's Jaime.
Is what? The most likely to live?
To survive because of his character arc. He's gone from someone...
I feel the exact same way, but that he has to die because of his character arc.
I could
see
that happening.
To complete the arc. Yeah.
Yes.
He has to sacrifice
himself. I don't think that has to happen to complete the arc.
He's going to die heroically.
So
and people will still love him.
Everything about Jaime's character arc and
what
how
if he
it
kills
starts,
Cersei?
Everything about Jaime's character arc and how it started... was that he was super self-centered, very egotistical, and so after the trek with Brienne, basically...
Kingslayer.
Yeah, all of these other things that have happened, he's got his hand cut off. He has been brought back down to Earth, and I think that he dies protecting any one of these characters. It wouldn't even surprise me if it's a character he's not that close to. Like, he dies protecting Jon, or something like that. But I think that completes his character arc.
All right.
Oh,
next
man.
Question. Just my thought on that one. Cersei's got to die.
I don't know
whether
to say this.
Do you think he kills Cersei?
Yes.
Man, so many different takes to be had on
that. Does he have to die?
So this has to do with my prediction then. Okay, so I think that something happens to where he witnesses Brienne's death and he attributes it to being Cersei's fault. Whether it's because Cersei lied about sending the Lannister army north to help for the Battle of Winterfell, or maybe the Golden Company comes and one of them kills Brienne.
And he knows.
And he knows that Cersei is behind, like, the cause of Brienne's death, so then he kills Cersei.
Yes. Heard something similar on actually another pod that I listened to recently. But yes, I completely think that that's very reasonable. I think that's a great guess.
Because I think, yes, I mean, he loved Cersei, he had kids with Cersei, but I think that as he's grown as a character, as we've talked about his arc, he's realized that him as a man now, like, Brienne's the type of person that he loves and that he would want to be with. So when that's taken away...
And that he wants to be. Like, he wants to be that honorable, I feel like, and stand for something like that.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be the Kingslayer. He wants to be something more than that.
The Oathkeeper. Not the Oathbreaker.
Yeah.
And we're full circle. Okay, ways that Cersei could die. Like, She could either be killed by one of her brothers, like the prophecy says.
It has to be.
No, we've got...
When
we've
has
got,
a prophecy ever been wrong in this show?
Okay, I'm not it saying that it could be wrong. I'm saying there are different ways that it could be accomplished. So,
oh, okay. Either, okay, I'm
either
down with
she
this.
Could be killed by... A common one I've heard is that she could be killed by Arya with somebody else's face. That's a pretty
Love
common
that
one
theory.
Out there.
Love yeah. that
also,
theory.
Hearing that she could die in childbirth if she is truly pregnant and if that baby is Jaime's.
And it's Jaime's fault.
Yeah, correct. Because he got her pregnant. So that could be interpreted as such. And so that could still happen, but I feel like all of those are pretty reasonable things in play. Although I don't think it'll be any of them. I think it'll be something we haven't thought of. It'll be something new, but I think she's got to die.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
She's definitely going to die.
I think she does.
Well, 100%.
Definitely.
Tyrion.
But I think it's one of the ways we've thought of.
I actually think Tyrion survives.
We've thought about this so much.
Tyrion, I think Tyrion survives. I think he's been through too much to not survive.
Yeah. And talk about somebody who's been in some near-death experiences. Like, the guy has survived a ton of near-death experiences.
Yeah.
Multiple trials by combat.
Gone face-to-face with the dragon.
Well, I mean, he didn't really compete in the trial by combat.
Of course, but I mean, there's no time you're closer to death than if, like, you lose that.
Yeah.
And he escaped. I mean, he did escape one that they lost, to be fair.
Right. Oh, yeah, I mean, went, like, traveled across the sea in a freaking cargo box and then traveled across the desert to get to Dany.
Gosh, and when he was there with Catelyn's sister, where what's that called?
Oh, the Eyrie.
The Eyrie. Yeah. He was like in the cave on the side of the mountain.
Yeah,
that was a crazy couple episodes.
That was the first season, I think.
Yeah, it was season 1.
So. That's when he has Braun fight for him. Season 1.
That was his first trial by combat.
That's crazy.
That's when Caitlin kidnapped him because of
trying to kill Bran.
That's what started.
Braun, everything.
Yeah, Braun way better than
Braun and Bran.
No, that's when
characters.
They tried to kill Bran.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's when we were introduced
is the
to
one,
Braun.
Yeah, Braun is the one who fights
Braun
for him.
Braun way better than Bran.
Does Braun survive?
No.
Braun, easily killable character.
Yeah, Braun.
I think so too.
He's the one I'm rooting for the most.
I love Braun.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, Braun is
most likable character in the entire show. I think is Braun.
He's up there.
Nah.
He's up there.
Is Davos?
I like Braun more than Davos.
I think Davos has the broad appeal.
Arya's an easy answer,
John.
But she's super
everyone
likable.
Loves
yeah,
John.
Like who doesn't like John?
John
and then Arya.
John's a goody
like,
two shoes.
Those two are
what?
So John's a goody two shoes.
He broke his vows.
Yeah,
that's fine.
John, Arya.
I like Braun more.
Yeah.
Wait, John. Okay, Arya's up there. That's good.
Oh, yeah, Arya's way
okay.
I think it's been Arya and Braun, not John.
Those were first-tier characters that are Lannisters. What about the Starks? So we've basically got Bran, Sansa, Arya. We won't include John for the sake of
he's
this.
He's a Stark?
Yeah,
okay,
he's half Stark.
Sure, we'll say it that
he's
he is.
He's half Stark.
Okay, but we talked about his life or death, kind of.
I consider
so what about
him
the
Stark.
Other three?
Yeah.
What about the other three? Sansa, I feel like she lives, even though she sucks.
No, she's dead.
No, I think Bran's the only one that lives.
No.
Wow, you think Arya dies also?
Yeah.
I don't think she dies.
I think
she's
Arya
in charge
dies
of something
early.
Significant.
Man, I think Arya
dies early.
Arya dies doing something incredibly badass.
Absolutely has to.
I think Arya could be the first death, like, major death
Arya,
of the season.
Arya goes on, like, a suicide mission, but succeeds. In the mission, but obviously still dies.
Yes.
Maybe she kills the Ice Dragon.
Yeah, maybe
that'd
she...
That'd be sick.
maybe she kills Cersei disguised as somebody.
Maybe she kills the Night King, and there's no more threat from them, and it becomes internal.
Oh!
Game over. Supposedly, kill him, maybe all the White Walkers die.
Yeah.
Rumor has it he hasn't been the one to turn them all.
Yeah.
They all have to be rooted from him.
We're talking about White Walkers.
We don't know for sure, but
number three, White Walkers.
Yeah, we're getting there. I feel like we've covered tier one and tier two characters, I guess. Jon, Dany, Lannisters, Starks. Then you've got everybody else's next tier.
Yeah,
right?
Everybody's dispensable. Everyone except Jon and Dany is dispensable.
If I told you you could have Jon, Dany. Or John and Danny against, like, the field. You feel very confident one of them lives?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you gave me those odds, I would...
Right. I don't think there's a story in which they both die.
No.
I don't either.
Unless somehow their
child... I am excited to hear that story if it is.
Unless somehow their child... We fast forward and get, like, their child sitting on the... on the throne.
Yeah, I mean, either that or it's just completely nihilistic and the White Walkers kill absolutely everyone.
Which I would not be surprised at all.
That would be such a crazy ending. Like, nobody's predicting that, that, like, there's nobody on the throne and White Walkers just win the war.
But is that not such a Game of Thrones ending?
It could happen. It could happen.
I guess it could, yeah.
It could happen.
Do you guys think that Melisandre and the magic of bringing anybody back plays any other part? Like, she's brought back Jon now. Do you think anybody else is brought back?
Nah.
I think that was the biggest role for her character in the show.
Bringing back Jon. I agree. Yeah.
She's definitely going to die.
It's going to be interesting
to see
her reunion with Jon. Because Jon said, if I ever see you again, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
And there's no way she's going to Cersei. She's going to go back north.
And she said she has to die in Westeros.
She did say that before she left. And we also saw that she was secretly like a super old woman in bad health. Yeah.
She also told Arya that she would see her again. And they have not seen each other since.
And Jon didn't see Arya.
Arya hates her, right?
Yes, because she stole Gendry from her.
Correct.
Oh yeah. Again, then Arya Gendry reunion.
Some weird shit.
Yeah, she put
leeches
on his
leeches on
his dong.
You hate to see it.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Poor Gendry.
It worked, though. It worked. It killed the people they wanted to kill.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
The people they wanted to kill died. So.
Yeah, so.
Okay, so we kind of started to transition. No reason not to go there now. What's up with the White Walkers? Like, what is their main purpose? Is there a goal beyond the wall for them, or is it truly just to ruin everybody? I mean,
I'm so worried about this aspect of the story. Like, I don't want it to just be they're the big bad thing that's out to kill everybody. I want there to be a reason. I want there to be a motivation.
Okay, so deeper purpose for them either.
Would
trying...
you be cool if we never learned it?
No, I would not be cool with that.
So them either trying to get something, like get an item to change something about them maybe, or accomplish something. Right?
I mean, if their purpose is to cleanse humanity and wipe it out so it can start over, if that is explained, that we haven't got any kind of background for the White Walkers whatsoever.
And that's
so
got
to
be part of early episodes here, is a little more from Bran or somebody about how they all came to be, other than what we know, which is Children of the Forest created the One.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I mean,
yeah,
we've seen him turn some of Craster's babies.
Yeah.
Those 99 sons. So there's at least 99 White Walkers. Like, that's all we know.
Right, right. I mean, yeah, and the dragon and everything. I want there to be some kind of explanation, and I'm super worried that they're just going to use them as the existential threat, as the thing that's just like, well, this is what we have to fight in the end, and there's really no explanation behind it.
Do you think we will hear them talk or verbally voice any of their reasoning? Like, we haven't even heard them talk.
Yeah, maybe just the Night King.
Yeah, it's kind of...
We haven't heard him talk, have we?
Yeah, no. That's my only guess. Like, maybe just him and Bran,
yeah, he's saying. He's saying he thinks that we might hear them talk. We haven't heard any of them talk.
We might hear him make a sound. I don't know about talk.
A grunt.
I was saying,
like,
we've heard
shout.
Him scream. Yeah,
we've heard a White Walker
scream
before.
Like, when they've got
killed.
Not
specifically him.
Okay.
And when he was, like, telling them to charge.
But when one of the Whites, like, died, or when they got captured, he screamed. That's the... Remember when they captured the One?
Yeah.
And they were trying to bring him back.
Yeah.
He screamed out for all the other ones to hear.
Okay. Yeah, that...
But that was
not even remotely, like, something we could interpret anything
from,
of course. So,
other than they're all connected.
Like, yeah, it seems like most of them are just zombies, pretty unintelligent, except for, obviously, Night King and
the White Walkers.
And the leaders. Because
there's White Walkers and Whites.
Right.
Okay, tell us more.
Well, I'm guessing the White Walkers are the ones that are changed from birth to be White Walkers, and the Whites are the reanimated dead people.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like the Whites and the Walkers.
Yes.
It's confusing.
Whites being
W-I-G-H.
It's
confusing.
I have heard there's a difference between them. So basically, Craster's babies would be classified
as White Walkers.
Yes, as Walkers.
Because getting them as children.
Yes, and the White Walkers changed them.
Because they're not reanimated dead. They are transformed into whatever being the White Walkers
so
are.
So let me ask you a question from that. One, is it possible that those are the people who are the Night King's generals, like the guys with the long hair?
Yes.
Clearly
yes.
mean more.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
100%.
I think
okay.
so.
And if that's the case, are those people also going to die if the Night King dies? Like, yes, he created them, but they're obviously stronger than all of the
white. That's
the
a good whites. Point. That's a really good point because we've only seen
I don't know.
We've seen one go down.
We've seen the White Walker go down and then his whites go down. We've never seen a White Walker go down and other White Walkers go down, is what you're saying.
Right.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah, I mean, we've only seen one kill ever. Yeah. It's the one that John kills.
But it was just changed whites that we saw die, correct?
Yeah. So, there's got to be, to your point, David, more to that story.
Yeah.
Like, we got to find out more about it.
There has to be. There has to be some kind of explanation behind it.
They have to have a goal.
Is that explanation that Bran is the Night King?
Such a common take. I think it's just too easy. Almost. I don't think they do that.
I think it's more that's
a common take.
It
like,
is.
Everybody's
it's super common.
My question is, what is like what does that explain? What is that like? If he is the Night King, how does that explain why there's a huge army of the dead marching south?
And
like
why is he marching south?
I don't have the answer yet.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I was asking a question.
Of course,
that's why you're here, Kyle. Way to make us think about it. It's true. He's obviously the only one with some sort of connection to them. So, I mean, it's reasonable to think he is connected in some way. But I don't think it makes sense for him to be the same person as the Night King.
He can be connected in that he sees what everyone does. Night King being a person, he just knows.
His character is so strange because, first of all, his whole storyline basically sucks. It was my least favorite, and now it's annoying.
Who, Bran?
Yeah, I thought Bran's storyline sucked. It was so boring to me.
Really?
Gave us so many
good
moments.
It is pretty boring. It's essential to the show, but
compare it to everybody else, man. It sucks.
Yeah. I like his more than Dany's.
He's just getting pulled on a sled.
You like his journey more than Dany's? I totally disagree.
No, Dany's is so much.
She goes through so
Dany's
much.
Was
she
the same
she
exact
conquers
thing over
so
and over
many
again.
Different.
Go to a city, conquer the slaves. Go to the next city, conquer the slaves.
Oh, there was so much more to each individual one than that.
Nah.
Bran didn't conquer anything. He just traveled through the snow.
He
couldn't
cripple.
Walk.
What did
when
you want
think
to do?
About epic moments in Game of Thrones history,
so
you do not
many.
Think of episodes with Bran. You think of episodes with Dany.
Hodor.
Their journeys are completely
Hodor.
Different. And
yeah.
Dany's is so much more entertaining.
What's the most epic thing Bran did?
The most epic thing Bran did?
Oh, he's so definitely. Lame, man.
Like his
probably warged into probably no, probably warged into his wolf and then like killed somebody.
Or when he changed into Hodor.
Like that one, yeah, obviously
up.
That one was a huge
yeah,
Dany
giving
cool.
birth to dragons wasn't as cool as that.
Did she give birth to the dragons?
Basically. She came
them.
Yeah, she came out of the fire, the dragon
but
eggs.
She birthed them.
Riding,
you know what
she had the eggs and
while
they
burning up another army. Like
yeah. I mean, Austin, this is a silly
that?
Argument. She used dragons to torch
this.
An entire army, an
that
entire
was the dragons,
sea of
not
ships.
Her.
They're under her command, dog. It's one of the
she is the mother of those dragons.
In case you haven't heard, she's the mother of dragons.
I hadn't
she's
heard
she's got
that.
A lot of titles.
Okay. Man, you would be so overruled on this.
That's
great
fine.
Thing
I'm
to put
obviously
out on
down
poll.
3-1 on this, so we can move on.
Yeah, listeners, let us know how wrong Austin is.
We don't even need to let us know. We all know. It is so obvious.
My
yeah.
phone number is.
I said all of that to go into. I said all that to go into the fact that as lame as Bran's story has been, it's going to be so crucial to the end of the
absolutely.
Show.
Absolutely,
7-1.
It's an essential role in the show, but it's been a very boring journey.
Are you guys done?
What?
No, you should have done the 8675
8675309
That would've been funnier.
Yeah.
Now that poor sap, whoever's phone number you just
what's
said,
it's like,
no one's listening.
Our main listeners are on the show.
It's true. We have
shout
one
out to you guys.
I was gonna say we have one fan and we have one who hasn't.
I'll
listened
be listening
to
this later.
Our pod.
So,
what's
last,
next topic? Yeah.
Well, not last topic. Sorry.
We're
going
to go
last
to
topic
same,
before
yeah.
bold predictions and takes,
yeah.
and then maybe we
this
just go kinda, in a circle
I feel like
and,
be the same
and
thing.
Spit
talk
out
about
some takes.
Yeah. Right.
Iron Throne, Odds to take it. Who do you like? Once again, if I gave you John and Danny versus the field, you have to lean towards one of them taking it, right?
The field.
Austin, you've already told us your prediction here. You like the field.
The field.
Why do you John two and Danny, things, you like the field?
Okay. Why do you like the field? Is there someone specific who makes you lean towards that?
There is convince no me. Iron throne at the end.
So you think the wheel is broken?
The wheel is broken.
And that lends itself to individual rulers of different sections of the nations?
Yes, I believe that while there may be a ruler of it all, the Iron Throne is gone, and that the different areas are ruled individually. It's going to become maybe not democratic, but it's going to become a different type of ruling system.
So who wins at the end that enables that to happen?
Basically, the White Walkers are defeated if that's the case, right?
But who would win and would relinquish their control over everything?
That's what I'm like. Who
John?
What character is willing to do it?
It would be John.
Absolutely,
John's only one.
So Danny has to be dead because there's no way Danny would let him do that.
Danny's preaching breaking the rule ever since the beginning. Breaking the
wheel. Yeah, but I think she's so power hungry, man.
Yeah,
I agree.
No, there's no way she would be like, okay, you guys can do your own thing. No chance.
Yeah.
John could, but Danny has to be dead.
I think if John is left alive, yes, he could get us there. I think if they both die, we could also get there. But Cersei also has to die. After all three of them die, who's next?
Gendry.
I don't think it's close.
Gendry could get us there. Easy.
Yeah. Gendry with Arya.
Okay.
As his bride.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, God. A second time.
If you did not hear it the first time.
Gendry and Arya, Austin's favorite take.
I can't wait for them both to die.
Episode 1. I'm gonna come back on. I'm going to release a 30-second spot that's just like, listeners, Austin sucks. He missed it by a mile.
You guys can come up with something for me to say, and I'll say it.
And then we're going to have the clip on loop again where I'm like, Austin, confirm that you think these two are going to take the throne.
I need a yes or no.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so you think broken wheel. Other thoughts? I think that's good. I think John's alive and John rules it, frankly. I think then he, not subcontracts, but basically he assigns regions to lords just like we've seen before, basically. What do you guys think?
I don't see it happening.
I'm going cliche. John wins.
Yeah, yeah.
So John is the ruler.
There's going to be someone who
wants.
That's people are too powerful. I don't think it would ever happen like that.
Happen like what?
I don't think it ever ends up so cleanly that John wins and he splits it up nicely to like all the different.
I don't think it ends cleanly.
There's a lot of good characters left to make that realistic to me.
There could be a messy end, but the end could be. It's not going to look that nice, is what I mean to say. Mm-hmm.
Like, I could see John and Danny both dying, and the kid that they have ends up ruling it all afterwards. Like,
at what age?
We don't know how far ahead we're about to go.
Yeah, we did see Tommen rule when he was a child. I mean,
yeah, under, this kid under hasn't a lot even of guidance. Been born yet.
I know.
We don't even know that this kid exists yet.
They traveled from the Wall
That's
to King's
true.
Landing
That's actually
to
a good
north
point.
Of the Wall in one episode. Like,
okay, we know
time
this
does
is
not
we
matter.
Know this is your main problem with all the seasons.
Time does not matter anymore.
Okay.
Heard it there first. Time does not matter.
Bold predictions.
Yeah, there's really no more to the throne. I mean, we really just think it's going to be one of them or the wheel's broken, everybody else. Nobody else could rule. Sansa, any chance to rule everything?
No. She's
going to
rule the North.
Arya, and, okay, so
Arya,
she's part
this
of
is
your,
my bold prediction.
Yes, she's part of your...
Yeah, my collection.
Yeah, you're split up to rule. She's in charge of the North. I think that makes perfect sense. If that were to happen under Jon or under anyone...
No,
she's
Jon's
the,
dead in my scenario.
Okay, but she's still the obvious ruler of the North.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has to be. She's got experience.
What's your bold Arya prediction?
I was still talking about the throne. Are you ready to go to bold takes?
Oh, I thought we were doing bold takes.
I guess we are.
It was
you better
like,
have
it,
a
it,
bold one.
It was like a dead silent for like 3 seconds, so it seemed like it was on to the next thing.
That's fun. I just feel like there's more to the throne thing.
Well, this is kind of mine will tie into that. So my bold prediction is that Arya will use her collection of
Arya Gendry.
No, this is separate from that. This is a separate. This is a separate bet on Arya.
I 100% thought that's what you were gonna say.
It was not.
And the mic would have picked up me slapping you in the face.
Yeah,
it was not what I was gonna say.
We would have had to go to a quick commercial.
What
break
I'm about to say is that Arya is going to use her collection of faces to become Jon or Dany. And rule as them.
That's stupid.
So then Gendry's with one of them?
No! This doesn't involve Gendry at all.
So
it's not Gendry, it's Gendry.
Gendry, whatever.
On the final...
what?
Gendry and Jon, that's a combo.
But it's Arya.
It's Arya. Acting as Jon.
Zero chance in hell that
okay
happens.
Got you.
Yep. That's exactly right.
That, well, that's a bold take, mostly because it ruins your other
is
bold
that
take.
Yeah, it does.
Yes, no, I don't know. You're
covering all bases.
No, I don't know. It does. Okay, well, I'm glad you got us started off there.
I thought we were, this was bold predictions.
It was.
That was a bold prediction.
Was that not bold enough?
No, that was.
Okay,
that
put it on the poll. Bold or
bold.
Stupid?
For both of
us. Is there a difference?
Yeah. Or both.
It can be both.
Okay, here's a prediction that I have. At the end of the story, the tale of Ice and Fire, a story of Ice and Fire, is all being written by Sam or Sam's son.
And
also
Sam is George R. R. Martin.
Also named Sam.
Totally agree. I don't think that's that bold. I've heard a lot of Sam telling the stories, honestly. I think it makes sense.
Yeah.
We've seen some...
it's all like Sam writing in the books of
exactly,
the Citadel.
Exactly, yes.
I think we've seen some background action that lends itself to that. Like him saying, what should this be called?
I could see that,
the
too.
The story of...
Right.
Fire.
Yeah, and he... I'll say, yeah, Sam has that creative line as well when he was helping out the Maester with what to title stuff, because he was always talking about how people were boring writing about history and stuff, and talked about a story actually being worth telling. So,
yeah.
I mean, again, it's not super bold, I guess, but...
Well, no,
I've heard it.
It's bold, I was just saying.
It is bold,
but it's one
I've heard before, I would say.
Yeah. So...
Good, apologize. All three of you apologize.
Sorry, David, really
I'm
good
sorry,
prediction.
Dave.
That was really good, man. That was a great prediction.
I never bashed you in the first place, so I'm not apologizing.
I only got bashed for every take I made
Thank
today.
Thank you, Kyle.
That's what happens when you have trash takes. Okay, here's one of my takes. I think that when Cersei gets the Golden Compass and the army that comes with them, the way that I think this goes down is that I basically think the White Walkers... come through, and the large group that we see going to fight them, that is led by Jon at the time, I think they get overrun in the first battle. Like, big loss for them, but not everybody dies, but big loss overall, and that's when I think we see some second-tier characters die. And what I think happens is that somehow in their retreat, the White Walkers end up meeting Cersei and her army that is trying to, like, come in behind and clean this up. I think that Cersei anticipates...
Really?
Yeah, I think that Cersei anticipates there's one battle.
So you think Cersei's coming to help out?
No, that's not at all what
he's
I'm saying.
He's saying Cersei's going
to
come in and kill everyone.
I think Cersei's trying to come in and clean up. Because I think that's her plan. She thinks, I'm going to let him go at it, and I'm going to clean up
with
his army.
Weak,
nobody thinks
at their
I have.
Weakest.
I think that as she is trying to do that, we see a retreat that somehow dodges her. I don't know how that's going to happen yet, but I think they move past, and Cersei's entire army ends up being basically hit by the White Walker army, and I think that's when we see everybody collide. And I think Cersei dies as part of that.
That's
maybe Jon's retreating army is like part of that and backpedaling as they meet, and maybe still Jaime kills her somehow, but I think there are so many people that want to kill Cersei, for the record,
so
that she
many,
could die from anybody.
Yeah.
But I think that's what ends up happening and how she goes down. Because she's trying really hard to avoid the White Walkers, right?
Well, I think she doesn't believe it's as big a threat as everyone else thinks it is.
Yes.
I think that she is like, well, we're going to let them... kill everyone else, and then we'll deal with it if they ever get here. If.
Yes.
And it's like, no, dog. It's gonna happen.
Yeah, they did their best to show her. She still seemed pretty unfazed. I mean, they let the White Walker out of the box.
Yeah.
Let it run to her. Man, the people who were...
She looked legitimately scared in that
moment.
She did. Like,
would you not be?
No, I know, but that's one of the two true times that I've seen her like terrified.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you guys think there is any chance we see what's it called, the type of fire that Cersei used?
Wildfire. Oh, 100%.
We see it again. This would be the third time we've seen it.
Could that kill an Ice Dragon?
A White Walker army?
I think
it can definitely
kill walkers.
Yeah. It's fire, so yeah. Doesn't fire kill walkers?
Yeah.
kill whites. I don't.
I guess we have to assume
walkers.
So.
No, it doesn't kill actual walkers. But they walk through.
They do. That's
that
true.
They do. But I think wildfire might actually kill them because they say dragon fire can kill them. So I think something about being like a special kind of fire, it can kill them.
Any type of magic fire.
The more you think about it, the only chance that people have against the White Walkers here is with Dany's dragons. I mean, that
with
makes
some sort
a
of magic.
Massive
yes.
difference.
Yeah, you gotta have magic.
Think about the dragons over the top of these. I mean, absolutely scorching thousands and thousands at once.
Can
Other
you
than
imagine
that,
if they got another ice dragon? Like, if it switched from 2-1 and 1-2?
It wouldn't be a fight.
Wow, that would be hard.
2-1. It would be tough.
Yeah, it would be.
That would be hard.
That also leads me to the fact that we are now seeing all the mining of this dragon glass. So it's got to be used, right? As part of the battle.
Yeah, definitely. They're going to make arrows. They're going to make swords out of it. I mean, this... It's going to be like the number one weapon that they use against all
Certainly
all
not
the
Valyrian steel. Way too rare.
Yeah.
No way they can get their hands
There's
on
only
that.
Like, what, like 6 or 7 total like
swords
Valyrian
that
swords
we know
that
of,
we
yeah.
know
that
of.
We know
yeah.
of.
I don't even know if it's that many. Yeah. It might be less.
Who has them in? I mean, we know there's the dagger. Does Arya have the dagger?
Yeah, Arya's got the dagger. Jon's got one. Brienne's got
right.
one.
Right, those are the ones I knew
I'm
of.
I'm assuming Jaime does.
Yeah. No, Jaime gave his to Brienne.
That's right.
And then...
Does Gendry have one? Because he should.
No, because someone
should. Gendry has the big hammer.
True.
Because they split Ned's into two.
Yeah.
And it was given to Tommen. Joffrey.
What a waste of a sword holder.
I don't know. It might be Jaime now. Jaime might have...
That's why I said I thought Jaime had it.
Jaime might have Joffrey's, and then Jaime gave his to Brienne.
Yeah, and then Jon has one.
So Jaime could have one.
But either way, we're talking like... 4-6.
Right, so
there's
nothing.
Not much.
It's
not
the dragon
much.
Glass that's going to be that's going to be the
We
the
know
game
of like
changer.
Yeah, like three
it's
swords
be all about
one
dragon glass.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, other we've only got a couple predictions out. We keep spinning off. I don't know, other predictions related to plots, things that'll happen. I'm trying to think of individual characters. Oh, I've got a good one. We haven't even discussed this character once. They're fascinating because they're useless, and I wonder how they're going to kill him. And it's Theon.
Theon.
Completely useless.
Does Theon survive?
Theon dies. Theon dies. 100% Theon dies.
Does he save his sister?
There is nothing Theon could do to make him a redeemable character in that book.
If
I don't
he
even
saves
remotely
his character,
care.
That wouldn't redeem him?
Okay. I don't even remotely care if he saves Yara. He's had multiple chances to save her.
So,
he sucks.
I
hope he dies
God,
a painful
yeah.
death. I'm serious.
Good God. Yeah, Theon is a horrible character. But I heard an interesting theory that was about the only reason Theon has been kept around is because he is the type of character that can make a sacrifice that no one else can. Like he's the one like they equated
that he does it for no reason other than I need to redeem myself.
Yeah, they equated it to like a golem in Lord of the Rings where like they have to have someone to sacrifice themselves.
All right, I'm going to pause and let's shout out the Ringer cuz I listened to this exact same
podcast.
Shout out to the Ringer.
Yo,
great pod.
Shouts Mallory Rubin, shouts Jason Concepcion.
Yes, I heard the same thing. And I think that's how they have to kill him, because otherwise they just end up having a character that people know his name die.
He's horrible.
Yeah,
like
he sucks.
That's the only way that Theon can possibly just not be the worst character in the show, is for him to do some kind of self-sacrifice to somewhat redeem himself to help out the side of the good.
All right, who do you think is worse, Theon or Sansa?
Theon.
What are you talking
Without
about?
It,
I thought
you
were going to say are
Theon.
Are you serious?
I've heard so many people hate on Sansa.
Sansa early, but Sansa as of late
who's,
is amazing.
I know,
okay,
but
a good discussion would be like Theon and Joffrey. That's a little closer.
No, it's definitely Theon.
You think Theon's worse than Joffrey?
Okay, no, so you're I think Joffrey's worse than Theon.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I would pick Theon over Joffrey is what I meant.
Okay, listeners, this is what every argument with Austin is like.
God.
Get used to it.
Or not. Good lord.
It's up to these two.
You really think Sansa's worse than Theon?
No, I was just asking.
Okay. Just making sure.
I think Theon's...
I think they're close.
Worst couple characters
I think Sansa at the beginning was way worse than Theon.
If I could bring back one character to life, it might be Joffrey just so that I could see him die again. Because that's how much I hated
that's a good point.
Him and Theon together, easily the worst two
characters
to me.
That's a topic we didn't go into. A character you want to bring back.
Yes.
To
life.
That's fine.
If you could bring back any one character, who would you bring back?
I think there's only a couple.
That would be Ygritte.
Oh, yes.
I would have never
on the same side
of that.
Now, so they
yes,
could like actually be in love.
I would have never thought of that.
Friend of the pod.
Okay. I was gonna say Ned. I thought Ned would
that's
be.
That's such an
answer.
Easy.
I
answer.
Know. That's what I meant.
That was mine too.
That was mine too.
Seriously,
it was mine too.
You gotta have a weak take when you've had four bold, stupid ones earlier.
Mine would be Oberyn, the Red Viper of Dorne.
That's a good one too. Okay.
Yeah. I would want to bring him back. Super great warrior.
I liked Margaery.
What about Rob? What about bringing back Rob?
No, I hated Rob.
That would mess up Jon's claim to the throne.
Yeah.
Or just give Jon somebody else to kill.
But see, I think Jon's fine not sitting on the Iron Throne.
I agree.
I don't think he cares about
but
sitting on the Iron Throne.
But he would be the best one.
Would it really mess up his claim? It's still his claim.
I think he would love for
Rob is king of the North immediately.
Yeah.
If Rob is back, Rob is heir to Winterfell, Rob is king of the North.
Yeah, but don't you think Rob would take the knee to Jon if he knew that Jon was
John's
the right
not,
heir?
But Jon's not
you don't
a bastard.
Think so?
Yeah,
Jon's
not
I
a bastard.
Jon's not a bastard.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Jon's a Targaryen.
I think Rob would take the knee to Jon if he knew that he was the rightful heir.
Say that again?
I disagree. Because Rob used Jon as
if Rob
a bastard.
Knew that Jon was a Targaryen and the rightful heir to the throne, I think he would take the
so
knee
So you're
to
conceding that Jon would be the rightful heir?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That's, I mean.
Yeah. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, that's
yes,
my point.
I agree.
I'm saying that there's a chance that Rob would do that because it would
I think
be
so.
Jon. It would be Jon.
It's his family.
So you don't think Rob would see him as a bastard still? Like, regardless if he was like, yeah, he's a Targaryen.
If Bran,
Rob, like,
if
no,
Bran told him
he's
and
the
said,
bastard that grew
if
up
Bran
with
looked
us.
At him and said, no, I've seen it.
So Bran, high out of his mind on LSD, is just like...
We're talking about bringing Rob back from the dead, so...
Yeah,
which one's crazier?
That's
you
true.
Do have to remember the Starks should, in theory, and this is an entirely different discussion. Also heard this on The Ringer, but they should, in theory, hate the Targaryens and everything about them. So, like, how are they going
the
to
Mad
react,
King.
Sansa
yes.
and Arya? I guess how are they going to react to finding out who Jon is? How's Jon going to
I've
react
heard
to
nothing,
finding out who Jon is?
But that Sansa is going to view Jon and Dany in a negative light.
Yeah.
Like, from all the previews and everything I've heard about the show, it seems like she's going to have a problem with him. That's going to be a point of
contention.
She was
ultra pissed when she found out he
yes.
took the knee.
Yeah,
I mean, I
was going to say Sansa's not going to like it. Arya is going to be okay with it because she's still going to see Jon.
She's
going to
see Dany as a badass, too.
Yeah, she's got dragons.
And I don't think Arya really cares about who sits on top of the Iron Throne either. She just wants to get her revenge.
Yeah.
She just wants to kill her people that she wants to kill, and she's
that's
happy.
Why I love her.
That's why
she's
I think
killing,
it's a good chance.
She's
going
getting
back
at least
to that.
A couple more badass Arya's
going to kill
Arya's
Cersei.
Arya is so good. She's so good.
I said
good
earlier,
chance, yeah.
A lot of people want to kill Cersei. I mean, Arya wants to kill Cersei.
Arya could do
Jaime,
it with a mask.
Tyrion. I mean, a lot of people would kill her. Dany.
Yeah. I want Arya too.
Jon. I mean, a ton of people.
I think Arya should.
Dead.
They all
with the
would.
Face of Jaime.
So she would have to kill Jaime
yeah,
first.
Jaime
correct.
Would have to be
so
dead.
That's what that's. Yeah, I mean, she's got to have
yes.
the kill for the face. But she doesn't have to do it. She just has to have his face. So if he dies somehow and she gets his face.
No,
so.
I thought we went over this. Don't you see Arya's face when she's not dead?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
So
when
you
she's
don't
like
have to be dead. Yeah, you don't. I don't think you have to be dead to use their face. I don't know. That's a good point. That's a
that's
true.
I've she does
argued this with
face.
A couple people, and I don't think I've come to a conclusion on whether or not you have to be dead to be able to have your face stolen.
Yeah, I think as far as anything Game of Thrones to come to a conclusion, we're gonna have to wait 6 weeks.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Only six episodes.
We're only less than 24 hours.
Another.
Yeah,
another,
but they're like hour and a half long.
They are. Like,
there's four, six, or five movies, six, basically.
Three of them are, but yeah.
Other ones are,
it's like
an
58,
hour.
58, yeah. an hour and 20.
I got faith in them. They're going to do it right.
Do you think,
I hope so.
At the end
they're
of this,
right.
at the
so.
End of this people say that they crushed it in terms of what they did, like best show of all time. I mean, they're currently okay. the best show of all time.
They have super high standards
they
to live
only,
up to, but
yeah.
yes.
There's
I
only,
think they can do it.
There's only two options. It's either going to be the best show of all time or it's going to be the most disappointing ending of all time.
I don't know about
because
that.
Because of how hyped up Game of Thrones is now.
I think
it's the most popular show ever.
For you, what makes it the best show ever? What ending makes that?
I mean, all I want is closure. I just want to understand questions that I don't have answers to. And even if everyone dies, if it's explained in a way that makes sense and is executed well, that's fine.
Right.
It can end in any manner of way as long as it's done well.
White Walkers, genuineness, and closure. Like those are the White Walkers is a huge one. It's its own thing. Like
yeah.
explain that
yeah.
then. Then genuineness to who dies and why they die, and then closure to what is happening in the realm when we never see it again.
Yeah, and just not taking the easy way out. I feel like if they're just like, yep, and Danny and John live happily ever after, that's it, then that's the easy way out. And like, there has to be some sacrifice. Like, I want to cry multiple times watching it. I want to feel the full spectrum of emotion. And I think that's how they land. That's how they land the ship in the final season.
Yeah.
So that's my two cents.
Whoo! We are a mere
hour and 5 minutes in.
I was gonna say distance from the release.
We are
less than 24 hours.
Wow! All these listeners are gonna check this out in the next 21 hours and know how accurate we were,
yeah,
or inaccurate.
Yeah. So I was saying,
right, so we
and
got
in,
I got one more Game
six,
of Thrones topic
six
we can
weeks
talk about.
When okay. Arya and Gendry take
I got
the throne,
one last one. Yeah.
We'll meet back here.
Other than talking about that,
yeah, no, we don't.
So
talk
they're
about
gonna
that.
Do. They've announced that they're already gonna do a prequel series.
Right.
They have. I don't think they've announced exactly what it's going to be. Have they?
What the time frame will be?
Yes. Have they?
I don't think so.
What would you guys like to see? I know that they've specifically announced it will not be Robert's Rebellion.
It's not
which
gonna
was,
be Robert's Rebellion.
It will not be.
Yeah.
So it's
okay.
not gonna be a series directly before Game of Thrones.
Okay. Then I have
it will be something far before.
I have two. Yeah, I have two.
I think I know what it will be. What do you
contenders.
Think it'll be?
Then they like kind of run into each other. One would be like Aegon's Conquest where the Targaryens.
Yeah, that's my choice.
And then, but before that would be, I would want to see the Doom in Valyria. I would want to see what like everything.
And Essos, that would be
yeah,
a good one.
Everything
I think
that
would be
went
a good
down,
one.
Everything that killed all the dragons that happened over mm-hmm. there, and
leading
what,
him
and
to
what
the Targaryens.
Made the Targaryens run away. Like I would like to see all of that as well.
Maybe that'll be the same thing.
I read that they approved 5 spinoffs for HBO.
This is what I read, was that they approved 5 people to write scripts.
Okay.
And so far they've signed one.
Okay.
And it's the one that they said was going to be a prequel, but I don't know if we've decided, or if we've heard which one it will be.
Okay.
I think it's a good chance it's Aegon's Conquest.
I think it is too.
And you know,
I think that makes the most sense.
It could tie in with like maybe they could go from Valyria's fall to.
Yeah.
I don't know. I honestly don't know how.
How does that series end?
With Aegon uniting the 7 kingdoms.
Yeah. It ends. It ends with him creating
taking
the
Iron
Throne.
Yes. With his dragons and 2 sister wives.
So we know. Right.
Yeah,
do we ever see the Mad King die?
Gotta include that.
There are 2 of them.
Do we see
they all
rode
dragons.
Do we see him die?
Who?
The Mad King.
Well,
this is not the Mad King.
Yeah, this is way before the Mad King.
This
is
Aegon.
You're taking back
the Mad King is Aerys the Second.
Okay.
Yeah. This is like hundreds of years.
This is the first Targaryen to come over to Westeros.
Okay.
Yeah,
I was thinking you guys were talking about
ever saw
right
Westeros.
Before Game of Thrones. Right before
that would be Robert's Rebellion,
basically. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah, and then it'd be ending with Jaime.
Yeah,
Killing.
They said they weren't going to do that, at least not
it's
yet.
Too easy.
Not yet.
Yeah, that wasn't one of the things that they approved for people to write about.
I feel like it's because it's too close to what has currently been made. So
and it, people will think about it.
It's too easy to nitpick. It's too easy to be like, well, that doesn't lead up to this. There's a hole in the plot because these two characters don't look the same, or this doesn't line up on the timeline. Yeah. So
this person said this. It means this.
Right. I mean, with people that have read the books and have read like prequel books and like all of the internet canon stuff, I mean, it's a whole universe. Like, people take it super seriously.
Yes.
Well, all of these questions will be answered soon. I think hopefully. That's all we got.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Man, I gave you all my hot takes.
Guys, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, seriously, thank you, guys.
Glad you guys could be here to lend some insight.
Thanks for having us, man.
It's been an honor to be invited onto the show.
Of course.
Been listening since day one.
Wow.
Well,
Kyle's
at least one of you has.
I was gonna say Kyle has listened to just one, so pretty close.
It's better than
got the number the same.
Well,
yeah, I mean that's it. Yeah.
Anything else left to say? If not, I think some shout outs and then we're done.
Yeah. So I mean, again, just one last time, if you guys would like, subscribe, rate, review us on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Anchor, anything that you listen to podcasts on, it'd be awesome. Follow us on Twitter at @arriveat5.
Yeah, @arriveat5. Let us know your thoughts.
@arriveat, the number 5.
We've been over this.
Yeah. So, how about some shout-outs? Shout-outs, Nipsey Hussle.
Oh, great shout-out. Shout-out to Vince Carter.
Shout-out to the guy who created Korean barbecue.
Shout out to Hot Pie.
Oh God!
Great one. Shouts David Bory.
Gosh, I don't have any more.
No more. Shouts Dave Piper. Shouts Chris Harris. Shouts to just Bulgogi in general. Shouts That's to Steamed Rice.
Shout out Till Swan.
Shouts to
Anti shout
out Till Swan. Not shout out Till
We're
Swan.
We're not down with that.
All right, that's all we got.
That's all we got. We'll see you next time.
Thank you so much, guys.
Adios!